We're all here. Yay.
All right.
Brianna, I didn't even notice that you came because Skype is stealthy like that. Sometimes if you add somebody,
just wanted to sneak in here.
You can just come right back.
Exactly. Exactly. Can I tell you, thank you so much for inviting me. It means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you could join us.
Oh.
And we'll try. Well, I'll save it for the podcast. It should be good. I'm going to turn on the thing, which means the chat room people are going to and the live stream people are going to be able to hear us.
Cool.
And if they say anything interesting, I'll let you know. Hello, live stream. I should probably send out a notification that says that we're live. I do that by pressing a button there. And now I press that button. Look, it's like I've done this before once or twice or like 100 times. I should know it better. It should be automatic. It's not. Every
we should
time.
Do just an incomparable podcast where all we do is troll listeners. Everyone pops their P's and has sibilant S's and talks over one another without identifying
and
themselves
eats
first.
And chews into the microphone.
Well, in the last time I did this weird update to my streaming software, Nicecast, and it apparently for some people it like made us all sound like chipmunks, like crazy chipmunks.
Ooh, awesome. can we do that all the time?
That sounds great.
I should...
was wondering about that chipmunk comment that somebody had.
Yeah, that was Clinton. Yeah, I could probably just drop an effect into Nicecast that like pitches us all up or down or makes us have crazy reverb, and they'll be like, "What are you doing?" And it would just be trolling the chat. Actually, that's good. I'm going to file that away for a future episode just to make the chat room go insane. That would be funny.
I mean, you can do it now.
I'd like to. I gotta. Oh, somebody's hearing about chipmunks. Oh no. Oh no.
Christmas
Oh no. Now we are okay. We're trolling. Aww. We are doing some serious chat room trolling now.
I like this going off the rails from the word go.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we haven't even started.
We have no rails. It's we have about as many high speed rails as California does. We're okay.
Jason, I was so sad I ran into you last week at WWDC. How are you? Are you recovering at all from that?
Today was a good day to recover for that. I had stuff planned over the weekend. I had an all-day thing that had been scheduled like months in advance that I couldn't get out of. And then yesterday was lots of end of school, kind of like it was the dance recital day, and that was back-to-back. And so today, and there's a cold going through my house, so today I was like, I cannot go to work now. I am going to go and lay down. And I was mind blown. That was a busy week.
That was me on Saturday. Yeah. Like, I had this great plan to get through all my email because, you know, a week of being away from, you know, leading my team, like, there's stuff that's built up. And I completely passed out the whole day. Like, I did nothing, just stared into space.
I totally wanted to do that. And instead, at 9 a.m, I had to drive to Oakland and sit in a conference room for 8 hours. So then I was extra blown on Sunday. And then, yeah. Anyway. And now people saying that there is audio. Oh my God, what is happening? I don't know. I feel like the Nicecast update broke something. I'm going to stop and just start it again. I'm getting solid.
I'm also hearing an old podcast of ours in the background too.
Well, that's because you're on the live. Right. That's because you're on the live page.
Okay, got it.
Don't be on the live page because
stop. I'm not though.
Are you sure you don't have a browser window open somewhere?
I have a browser window open, but I assure you that it's not on 5x5.
Well,
I don't even have a browser window open.
Yeah, I closed one.
Yeah, but you're not hearing anything weird, are you?
I don't hear anything weird.
Oh my God!
I mean, besides all of us,
the internet.
I'm hearing the ghost of podcast past. This is like a Twilight Zone.
Is your phone playing something?
Yeah,
like right next
from
to you?
Or iTunes or something.
So I'm going to stop my, I'm going to quit at a quick time because that's where I'm recording this. And then I'm going to try this again.
All right.
Sounds like a Star Trek episode.
We'll just wait right here.
All right.
Who's wearing the red shirt? We don't know.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
It's
okay,
a podcast.
It does have something serenity to do with quick time. I mean, it looks like. All right. If I quit at a quick time. Now.
Captain's log. Ensign Caldwell was devoured by a Gorn earlier today.
Recording.
Please notify her family. Erica, you recording?
I am now.
Brianna, you recording?
I am not. Give me 2 seconds. Right. 1, 2, boom.
Sometimes I forget to ask people if they're recording too. That's always good.
Like, well, why? Remember to start recording once we get going.
Yeah. You've only done a few hundred podcasts, Jason.
I know.
Time.
Right, exactly.
It's practice. It's timing. That's what it's all about.
Any day now.
All right, let's get started. We'll do this. I'm sure it'll not go off the rails at all.
No podcast ever has.
No, we don't do that. We're professionals here. Totally, totally by the book. So
isn't he just?
I want. Well,
we need like a Weeping John Syracuse icon. That can be the next Incomparable T-shirt.
I'd buy that T-shirt.
I would buy that. I would only wear that T-shirt. That would be my whole uniform from now on.
Jason, when I make us thousands of dollars off of this idea, I want to be named in the thank yous.
The I would like to make an opening statement T-shirt. So my opening statement is...
No, it's the Weeping John Syracuse icon T-shirt. That's what we want.
Well, no, on the back it'll say I would like to make an opening statement. And on the front is the Weeping Angel John Syracuse. Yeah, you know, this is totally gold. This is definitely not going in the After Dark. Anyway.
She's still in an age where she is very much action-oriented. Like in any given week, she's Spider-Man. Today she was Hulk Smash. She doesn't think it's the Hulk. She thinks it's Hulk Smash. She was Hulk Smash today. She was Superman the other day.
Smash is his last name.
Very
familiar with Hulk.
And she's very, Mr. Smash, please go.
Mr. Smash.
Like, from babyhood, where they'll pick up a baby girl when she cries, but they don't want to spoil a 12-year-old baby boy, which is just, like, what the shit, pardon my language.
This is what, that's okay, there's editors to take those things out, Lisa. Strangely enough, Lisa swears more on The Incomparable than any other guest.
Oh my god, do I really?
Yeah, it's easy to take, although I actually did, this is a total sidebar, I asked a bunch of listeners
so
about their favorite things in the 200 episodes of The Incomparable, and one of them said that there's a moment in our first D&D episode where we're down to only one player left, and it's Serenity, and she does a roll and says, "Does this hit?" and gets a response, and she just says, "Fuck!" and they said that is the best moment ever.
And I thought, that's a shitty message to send, that a woman can... Oh gosh, that's a terrible message.
There she goes again.
Send. Sorry.
Right.
It's awful. It's car fine. Language.
It's car language, that's right. Only in the car. Sorry, every time I talk about that, where it ends up being that I have to say, I've been, and it's like, well, and I continue to be, and plan on continuing to be for the foreseeable future, me. So why would I say I've been in the past tense? That's crazy. But that's what people...
A lot of people do.
People
that.
Say it that.
It makes me snicker.
It's crazy
time.
Making. Well, this is so on the Flophouse, this podcast that I love a lot.
I was Jason Snell.
They do that where it's like, I've been Dan McCoy, I've been Stuart Wellington, and then the third guy, because he's a gigantic nerd and a nitpicker, says, and I continue to be Elliot Kalin every time.
Like, Elliot cracks me up in that podcast.
I love it. I love Elliot Kalin.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was great. This week's podcast.
This is great. Thank you.
This is this week's podcast. So I'm because and Lisa and Erica know that I get really sweaty when I don't have an extra episode banked, because if anything goes wrong, there's no episode. So send me your files, I guess, is what I'm saying. But
yes, I will do that before I leave this chair.
But I really appreciate this. That was a good rambly in a good way. We covered a lot of different ground, which I like. No, that's good. I wanted to cover a bunch of different stuff, and I'm glad we did.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be NPR, you know. Yep. So it's like, yeah.
That was I was telling Ren this last week. Is I didn't want it to be this is a very serious discussion about. I wanted to have the serious issues and also have fun and talk about stuff that was influential. I'm glad we went off on the X-Men there for a while. That was good.
Yeah, I think one of the cool things about The Incomparable is just the amount of squee. Like, almost every single episode has people talking about things that they're really excited about. And I think this one was no different, because we got really excited about stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. And meanwhile, in the background, I was getting really furious because 5x5 planned a whole week of E3 coverage live in our time slot without telling us, without putting anything on the calendar. So we didn't actually stream live, and I'm going to stream probably a recording of the show live in the next couple of days as if it was live, just to give people that experience, because I didn't want an entire chat room full of E3 fanboys yelling at me.
To be fair, there was a lot of awesome E3
there was. Yeah. I mean, they were all whipped into a frenzy, and I'm like, well, okay, I'm just gonna back away, because we're not timely, they're timely, they promised that they would be doing this, and even though I had it on the calendar weeks ago, you know, I just slowly backed away. Anyway, and Lisa has done as she usually does. She has to run because she's got that daughter that was mentioned before,
right.
Who has some very specific issues. She's that her daughter is hilarious. She has an imaginary friend named Blackhand. You should look it up on the internet. It's hilarious.
Oh my god, the tweets about that are like the best things ever.
Yeah, and she's written some blog posts with details of what we've learned so far about the identity of Blackhand, who is a fascinating guy. I gotta
say, that's like the. That's up there with Slender Man. Like that's a cool
Blackhand.
I hope no murders involved.
Blackhand could become a meme. Blackhand has lots of he has many powers. And he generally, if there's something bad happened, it was he did it. Not Trixie. He did it. Well, thank you so much again.
Yeah.